Welcome to our Global Venture and Review podcast. My name's James Mawson, founder and editor-in-chief of our Global Corporate Venture, Global University Venture and Global Impact Venture in Publications. It's a great pleasure to be back here once again. Thierry Hellis is just finishing off the latest quarterly for Global University Venture, so it'll just be me this week. In the past week's sort of biggest stories, in November, this column said, if demotivated, quote, talented people will quickly cut the cord, end quote. This was in response to US-listed cable group Comcast's decision to limit its successful corporate venture unit, as GCV reported at the time. Almost 6 months on, and the team has broken up as feared, and the unit, which was founded in 1999 and which has more than 120 portfolio companies, has announced investments in just two companies since November, when it co-led a $38 million round for Zapata Computing. Amy Bantz, Managing Director and Head of Funds for Comcast Ventures, announced in September last year she would be retiring, while Managing Director Dave Zilberman left shortly afterwards to join venture capital firm Norwest Venture Partners. Of the other Managing Directors, Sam Landman is now Co-Founder and General Partner of Venture Capital Fund Maestri, while Dinesh Morjani has left to return to Angel Investment and his portfolio of board seats such as Zooks. And Rich Prosko has become Managing Director for North America at Ontario Teacher Pension Plans Innovation Platform. Others who appear to have cut their ties with Comcast directly are Gil Bader, whose LinkedIn page states he stopped being the Managing Director at Comcast and returned to a Managing Partner position at Genicast Ventures, and Dan Galati, who became the Founding Partner at Forecast Fund in May 2020, and whose LinkedIn profile reveals he left Comcast last year. Comcast, however, effectively retain their talents, as a spokesman said. Forecast Fund was set up within Comcast Ventures, while Genicast was established with Comcast support. The upshot is that only Andrew Cleland is left directly as an MD at Comcast Ventures, though other experienced people within the group include Sam Schwartz, Executive Vice President and Chief Business Development Officer for Comcast. A similar but small exodus has occurred at the principal level. Chris Hill departed in December to become a strategic advisor at Retina AI. Andre Iguodala left his venture partner role at Comcast Catalyst Fund, and Morgan Politan joined B Capital Group as a principal. This has left Sheena Jindal, Min-Sik Jin, and Adam Spivak as principals, and the operations team such as Arjun Kapoor, Madhura Wijayadena, and a managing director and chief financial officer, Kim Armour. Comcast spokesman said by email, Comcast Ventures was just repositioned to be within the strategic development group at Comcast Cable and continues to operate as a fund and as Comcast Ventures. It just went from one department to another. We issued a statement on this, and here's what we said, which has not changed. Quote, Comcast Ventures has been a valuable innovation pipeline, providing insight into adjacent industries and investment opportunities. We are aligning our approach to venture investment more closely with our business units and repositioning Comcast Ventures and its fund under the strategic business development team at Comcast Cable. Our business development teams across the country continue to invest in new technology and businesses, which we believe will yield more strategic opportunities and benefits for Comcast and the companies in which we invest. We will continue to support our existing portfolio companies through investment and strategic partnership. End quote. Comcast has aligned its corporate venturing activities. It also runs Sky Ventures in the UK under James McClurg and Mike Martin, and NBC Universal's growth team under Don Mattis around its broader entrepreneurial activities, which include Danielle Cohn's Lyft Labs Accelerator, now on its fourth cohort managed by Techstars. Since its launch, 32 companies from around the world have completed the Lyft Labs Accelerator program, and 75% secure pilots or agreements with a division or business unit to Comcast NBC Universal. Another insider left at one of the corporate venturing divisions of Comcast privately said they were also looking at their governance and composition and whether to leave. Comcast had been a top quartile venture investor. The enterprise value of Gulati's portfolio alone while at Comcast was more than $4 billion, he said, but has to now rebuild just as the parent strategy has to. Comcast has risen to the status of a Fortune 50 company in the past generation by riding the wave of pay television in the US. But this peaked in 2012 with 90% of people subscribing to one bundle or another. Now cable's cords are being cut and the range of options people have to consume media has grown. At a time when the cable media industry is undergoing disruption, therefore, having fresh eyes and direction for Comcast Ventures might yet end up a blessing if it brings a growth mindset and new resources. The alternative is a narrow focus on trying to protect a cash cow slowly being undermined in the way print media has been by the internet. Second main story of the week, we've seen UK-listed utility National Grid has committed a further $150 million to its Silicon Valley-based corporate venture and innovation group. It is smart timing beyond being so-called Earth Week. A series of events around the world focused on climate and sustainability, including GCV's Earth Day webinar on carbon capture and hydrogen on the 22nd. National Grid is sponsor of the United Nations COP26 Climate Conference, the biggest convening global environmental policy and industry leaders since the 2015 Paris Agreement, expected in early November in the UK and will include the 10th GCV Symposium Gala Dinner at St Paul's Cathedral. Since its launch less than 3 years ago, National Grid Partners has put $227 million into 29 startups at the intersection of energy and information technology. Now the rest of the world is catching up to the opportunities in the field, including tech company Apple's $200 million committed a week before to the Restore Fund for carbon removal through forestry innovation. And so National Grid is committing more to its pace of investment. Most recent deals include $7.5 million invested into seed stage US-based companies Partha, a spatial intelligence platform to generate anonymous location data in real time as people work around buildings, and Acunox, a Stanford Research Institute spin-out whose CubeArmor technology provides a Kubernetes platform for security, compliance, and governance in public and private clouds. Lisa Lambert, Chief Technology and Innovation Officer in National Grid and the founder and president of NGB, as well as chairwoman of the Global Energy Council, said, quote, Earth Week is a perfect time to announce this vote of confidence from our senior leadership. We are investing in and deploying technologies across National Grid's networks to enhance resilience and reliability while more easily integrating renewable energy, end quote. You can read more on the topic in the Global Energy Council's latest quarterly report released last week before Earth Day. And so, on to more of the news and briefs we've seen in funds. Zoom has rushed to create a $100 million apps fund. The $100 million vehicle will provide up to $2.5 million for first investments, backing companies developing products that can boost the video communication app developers' ecosystem. Cyber Agent, meanwhile, has spied its third domestic fund. The internet company's latest investment vehicle, CA Startups Internet Fund 3, is sized at $55.5 million and will provide funding for Japan-based startups. On exits, we've seen yet more around the IPOs, even if it's slowed down a little on the SPACs. UiPath has reached the public market. Capital G, one of Alphabet's corporate venture units, is selling $85.5 million of shares in the robotic process automation technology producer as part of an offering size of almost $1.34 billion. Zymergen has produced $500 million in its initial public offering. SoftBank and Hanwha-backed biomanufacturer Zymergen floated at the top of its range in an upsize offering following over $870 million in venture funding. Meanwhile, Neuropace has netted $102 million in its IPO. The Medtronic and Johnson & Johnson-backed epilepsy treatment system provider floated at the top of its range and saw its shares rise 47% on their first day. And a host of findings have also been recorded. Confluence, the LinkedIn-backed data streaming platform developer, was valued at $4.5 billion a year ago. It's now preparing its initial public offering. Similarly, Oatly is looking to milk the public markets for capital. Waterdrop is planning a $100 million IPO. Gyroscope is also geeing itself up for a US IPO. SimilarWeb has set out its IPO filing. And from the university side, Talaris is trying out the public markets. It's a University of Louisville spin-out, and it's looking to IPO on the NASDAQ. In some reverse mergers, Smart Rent has taken a $2.2 billion SPAC deal. The Amazon-backed residential IoT technology provider will join forces with NASDAQ-listed Fifth Wall Acquisition Corp. 1 at a $2.2 billion pro forma equity valuation. On the M&A side, we've seen MakeSense agree to a Policy Bazaar merger. InfoEdge's MakeSense technology subsidiary is joining forces with one of its portfolio companies, Policy Bazaar, owner PB Fintech, which is also backed by Intel, SoftBank, and Tencent. And a firm has come back to buy Returnly, firm is acquiring the e-commerce return management provider for $300 million in cash and shares 2 years after taking part in its Series B round. And onto those deals, we've seen Baidu bolt down a $1 billion round, the Naspers, Tencent and BCC-backed online education provider in India. Series F round now stands at just over $1.5 billion, valuing it at roughly $15 billion. Adagio Therapeutics has picked up the pace with $336 million. Google Ventures, another of Alphabet's corporate venture units, also known as GV, participated in the Series C round that lifted the coronavirus treatment and preventative agent developers overall funding to $466 million. Active Campaign, meanwhile, has raised $240 million in its Series C round. Alan has amassed $223 million in its Series D round. Razorpay has taken $160 million in its Series E round. Druva has drawn in $147 million. SES has seeked out corporates to raise $139 million. Next Data has taken in $135 million in its Series D round. Matem has shopped for $131 million. Digital Asset ranged $120 million in its Series D round. TechMet has taken also in $120 million. Classly has taken in $118 million. BlaBlaCar has driven through $115 million round. Tamara has taken $110 million in its Series A round. Soul Green has kicked in $104 million for Cubix. And C2I Genomics has detected $100 million round. Alexandria Real Estate Equities helped the cancer detection software developer through a convertible note round. On the university side, we've seen Alchemab has accessed $82 million in its Series A round. Alchemab is looking to advance research originating at the University of Oxford, Johns Hopkins University and Mount Sinai Hospital. And on the podcast side, Thierry Hellis has spoken to Marcus Wanker, who's the director at the IST Austria, about raising a €40 million euro fund, being a director of Autumn and opportunities faced by European startups. These are all the highlights from the past week. Thanks very much. My name's James Mawson, founder and editor-in-chief, and you can get a hold of me at jmawson@morsonia.com. Have a good week all. Bye.
And that is it for this week's edition of the Global Venturing Review podcast. As always, these are only the top headlines from the past week, so do head on over to globalcorporateventuring.com, globaluniversityventuring.com, and globalimpactventuring.com to find everything else. And of course, do check back daily to stay on top of the news as it happens. I hope you enjoyed the episode, and if this is your first time listening, don't forget to hit that subscribe button. You can also leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, which we really appreciate because it helps us grow our audience. And don't forget to recommend us to your friends and colleagues as well. Maybe even tweet out the episode or post about it on LinkedIn. Keep an eye out too on Wednesdays for our leadership series, where we talk with thought leaders from all over the world to find out more about how they are supporting the innovation ecosystem. If you have any feedback, comments, questions, you can email me at thehelis@globaluniversityventuring.com. That's T-H-E-L-E-S at globaluniversityventuring.com. You can also tweet us at GC Venturing or GU Venturing. My name is Jerry Hillis. My co-host is Editor-in-Chief James Mawson. Our sound engineer is Mark Chatterley from In-Ear Production. Do check him out on inearproduction.com for all your podcasting needs. Our intro music is by Kevin MacLeod under a Creative Commons license. We'll be back with more news next Monday. Have a productive week, everyone. Goodbye.
Global Venturing Review was produced by In-Ear Production. You can find out more by going to inearproduction.com.